Thelema, Coast to Coast, December 31st, 2007. Thou wilt should be the whole of the law. Welcome to Thelema Coast to Coast. My name is John Crow, and I'm the host of the show. It's been a little while since the last one came out, and so I wanted to get one more show in before the end of the year. And actually, this is going to be the last show for Thelema Coast to Coast for quite a while. As I said before, I had hoped to be able to produce more shows since moving to Europe and going to graduate school, but time constraints and schedule really just do not allow it. Plus, there's a number of technical difficulties and a number of other things. It's time that I kind of put this project on the shelf. And as such, I will not be producing any more shows anytime soon. This is not completely closing the door on the podcast, but I really don't see it coming out anytime soon. And if it should resurrect, it would be in a very different format. So anyway, I am sorry to those who are disappointed by this. All good things must come to an end. And so the podcast, instead of just kind of drifting away, I felt it was better to just kind of make the announcement and put that out. I still have one interview with Keith418, giving him his chance to say goodbye. And, you know, I will be keeping the podcast website up for at least another year. And also, I will be moving the MP3 files to an internet archiving system, which will keep them available, but it will be on their terms and no longer through my hosting service, which costs well over $100 a year. And so that probably will be happening. That move will be happening over the next 3 months. So I will be leaving Libsyn probably in the spring. And but I will be keeping things going on the website. And if anything comes out or any new announcements, that would be the place to go. I will also be keeping up my blog and at www.thelema.new. And that will be the best way to get in touch with me and or see what I've been writing and what other projects I've been working on. Because I'm certainly not going to go away. It's just time for Thelema Coast to Coast to end. So without further ado, I will give you Keith 418. Hey, Keith 93, welcome back to the podcast. How have you been?
93, John. Thanks for having me. I've been fun.
Well, as I've announced earlier in the show, this is the last podcast for Thelema Coast to Coast. It's basically been 2 years that I've been running, a little over 2 years, and just basically, you know, time has caught up with me, and my life is no longer in a place where I can keep the show out at a regular time, and instead of it just kind of fading away, I think it makes sense to just kind of end it. So I wanted to give you a chance, though, to come on the show and, you know, kind of sign off and let people know some parting thoughts or so forth.
Well, thanks for having me on again, John. I mean, I'm sorry that the podcast is ending. I think that it served a very great function and was really important while you had it on. So I'm a little sad that it's gone. On the other hand, you know, I feel like all these things come to an end, and I think in a lot of ways what people might want to take out of the end of the podcast is that this is an opportunity or, you know, it reveals a void that other people can fill. One of the saddest things, I think, about your efforts, not only with your blog but also with the podcast, is the and this sort of, like, lack of lack of follow-through on behalf of a lot of other people. I mean, this was an opportunity and an example for other people to follow, other people to get active with. They could have followed your lead. There could be a lot of podcasts. There could be a lot of activity like this. And I think both of us were really hoping that there would be a sort of flowering of discourse on more advanced topics, and the Thelema community would kind of, in a sense, grow up a little bit and stop with these, wretched little mimeograph newsletters that nobody ever reads or never reads after the first pass, or the kind of transient people who go and come into the community and go out of it again after proclaiming how wonderful they are and then sort of disappearing. And, I think those of us kind of hoped that there would be a deeper sort of questioning and a deeper examination that might follow from the podcast. And to a certain extent, I think that's happened, that people have realized that there are, more interesting places to go than the OTO in particular has been showing them lately. On the other hand, I'm kind of disappointed in that I feel very few people have really picked up the baton and followed your example and said, hey, how can we look at these questions more deeply? How can we start to get below the surface of the usual occult nonsense and rigmarole and start to really ask some tough questions and really look at things that, we might not be, have been willing to do before.
Well, you're right. I mean, it is unfortunate that after over 2 years now, nobody's really kind of really followed through on creating another Thelemic podcast or even one that seriously looks at occultism. There have been a few that have kind of blossomed around personalities of the occult, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. But nobody's really kind of taking a look at occultism. Nobody's really looking at subjects and looking at some of the history and the practical way occultism is manifesting today. And, and as that was one of the main points about the podcast, was to look at occultism today and also its history and looking at the continuity of how we got here. But I really wanted to focus on how it is today. And, maybe somebody will pick up the ball and run with it after they heard that the podcast has ceased to be. So, we could always hope, but there is a definite lack of production out there. And,
and I think that's one of the things, you and I have been talking about a lot lately, is the role of authority and the role of production. And, you look at so many people in the occult community and they think that they, that their opinions, without any work behind it, without anything, really to show for it, have this enormous validity and this authority that we should all, kowtow to. And in fact, that's never really the case with anything. If you want to be an authority, if you want to be somebody whose words have power and meaning in the larger world, then if you want to have the power to change the universe, you really have to produce. You have to do things. And I was having a conversation recently with a friend of mine where I was saying, Aleister Crowley did not get to be powerful by sitting in an attic and never writing any books or publishing anything and just insisting that he was the magus. That's not, how he got to be where he is in the grand scheme of things. He worked and he produced and he, published books. And this is something that I think eludes, this basic concept eludes so many people in the occult community. We had a discussion on your blog recently with somebody who was going off about various writers. And I was challenging them, saying, hey, do a blog where you talk about this. Do a podcast. Do a lecture. Get your information out there so we can all evaluate it and see whether this is really happening. And one of my yoga teachers was saying that he's less interested in people talking about, why they don't like Aleister Crowley and more interested in what techniques they are using to attain. And I've been thinking about this because it seems to me that, part of the issue that we've got here is that people think that because of this sort of egalitarian mindset that everybody's equal to each other and, we're all stars or we're all gods or goddesses, that they don't have to do any work or produce anything in order to be respected and to have their opinion, taken seriously. And that's just not the case. If that were true, there wouldn't be any books about magic out there at all. You wouldn't need them. And I think the OTO, even the leaders, are kind of hung up on this problem. On the one hand, they believe in egalitarianism, and on the other hand, they have this hierarchy. On the one hand, they believe in, not judging people, because, who are you to judge somebody else? And then on the other hand, they are very angry when people show poor judgment that causes them problems. So these contradictions are things that they, rather than grappling with the way I think we encourage people to start doing on the podcast, they just sort of run away from. And you know, the other issue, too, is that a lot of people think, I feel, that the occult is such a small community, it's such a small little world. There's very few people, you know, who know anything about this, even on a cursory level, that their investment and their involvement, however small it may be, means that they're like a big fish in a little pond. And they may not have spent a lot of time really thinking about this stuff or doing any magic, but because there's so few other people involved, that they're somehow immediately granted status as a leader or somebody that we should take seriously. And that's just not the case either. I mean, you know,
well,
you can see.
Another problem is people who start things and never keep them going. This is always amusing to me. Somebody will come out with a new blog or a new publication or some kind of journal or some kind of podcast or whatever. They'll do two or three, maybe four or five, and then that's it. I mean, how many local body publications have you seen or group publications that come out with issue number one and never come out with issue number two? Or if they say, okay, well, this is going to be quarterly, and then, you know, the first one comes out, the next quarter comes, nothing comes out. Second quarter comes, maybe something comes out. Oh, we're sorry, our bad. And then nothing comes out since. I mean, it's really sad. I mean, it's one thing to produce. It's another thing to produce consistently. It takes discipline. It takes commitment. And these are the kind of things that are really lacking. And so,
well, we have to ask why that commitment and discipline is lacking. Now, you look at some people in the Galena communities and in the OTO too, and these people live very lumpen lifestyles. I mean, they're not able to get much accomplished in any sphere in their world. But then you look at other people who are able to be disciplined and focused and in their regular lives, but can't seem to show that same discipline and focus in the order. And that's what I think is interesting. I mean, decrying people's lack of self-discipline and their, you know, penchant for sentimentality and religiosity instead of self-discipline, that's fine. But why can't they be? And my feeling is that once they actually try to show discipline and focus in Thelemic magic or you know, serious occultism, they start getting shown things they don't like, things that clash with their values or make them unhappy. So they stop and run away. And this is one of the reasons why I think it's really difficult to have a sustained kind of involvement with this stuff, because at a certain point, you're going to start seeing things that are not going to necessarily make you happy or reinforce your highest values. And so what do you do when that happens? But there's another question is, if that's not happening with you, why are you doing the occult at all? If you're not seeing things that challenge you and make you think and take you to your deepest, you know, part of yourself and shake you up, then, you know, why do it? So I mean, I see people struggling with this, you know, especially some of the leaders who, you know, used to produce amazing things and used to be very active and involved and would write books and stuff. And then, you know, lately we've just seen less and less and less from them. And I think focusing, for example, on the beginner books, the way some of the people you've had on the show does, that enables them to just basically avoid the kind of deeper, more unhappy making things that are lurking out there, that they can keep it on a light kind of little kid level. And they never have to look at the things that are really painful. And when I say look at the things that are really painful, look at things that are painful about themselves, look at things that are painful about the world, but also look at things that are painful about the OTO and the groups that they're involved with. One of the things, you know, we've been really trying to get to here is that if you're interested in occultism, which is the secret side of things in a large sense, if people want to look at the origin of the world occult, of the word occult, they can see that. But these are the same people who appear vastly ignorant and uninterested in, you know, who's really pulling their strings, who's really directing them, where their values originate from, and all the rest of it. So, you know, we've encouraged people to look at this. But, John, you know, you yourself have started projects that have not gone anywhere. I mean, there was an E-list that you started, the Heriliu E-list. Where did that go? That didn't go anywhere.
No, you're absolutely correct.
But why didn't it? When I challenged you about this at the time, you said there really just isn't that much stuff coming out.
Yeah, that is correct. Announcement list to announce things going on in the community, and yes, there wasn't a lot going on in the community. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. That was a project that I started that really kind of failed, and I totally take responsibility for that. But
I got to ask you, was that really because, I mean, for example, you know, you can do a talk radio show which features, you know, authors in their books, but if no one's publishing any books,
right,
it's going to be hard to do that show, you know, and if the Thelemic community, if the OTO isn't producing a lot of stuff, if it's not really generating, like, challenging interesting, important material and creating challenging, important individuals who are out there asking the tough questions and pointing the organization in new directions and challenging it, then how can you do a show or do an e-list about those people?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I don't see how that's possible. So I don't know if it's your fault or the fault that you tried to start or jumpstart a culture that is really stubborn and resistant to doing too much that's new. I mean, it seems like everybody wants these very Unitarian goth-like situations or these kind of middle-class conferences where they get together and everything's very self-congratulatory and, oh, aren't we wonderful? And you look at this, you're like, this is a challenge? I guess for some people it is a challenge. To me, it just doesn't seem very, very exciting or very challenging.
Well, and unfortunately, the one thing that has been coming out frequently, well, until the last few months, the podcast is, it's at its end. So we need to wrap this up. So thanks again for all the times that you've been on the podcast. It has really contributed immensely to the show, and the listeners really have appreciated it. So thanks for the time and effort.
I've enjoyed being on, but I really hope that if anyone takes anything away from the podcast, I hope it's that they need to go out and be as creative and as hardworking as you are, and if they don't like what you're saying or they're unhappy about what we talk about, then they need to do something that's better. And complaining about it is not the same thing as producing 2 years worth of podcasts and a blog and books and everything else. So that's really, you know, the gauntlet has been thrown down. Now go and beat it. And I think you'd be gratified if people rose to the challenge and exceeded what you've been able to do.
I would hope so. And okay. So thanks again, and wish you well. 93.
Okay. 93, John.
Thanks again to Keith for being on the show. And thanks for all of my guests, and thanks to all the listeners who really made Thelema Coast to Coast possible. It's been a little over 2 years, and I think the numbers right before I recorded were around 137,000 downloads, which is pretty good, and 44 shows ain't that bad. I'm very appreciative to all of the guests who have come on and shared their knowledge and their ideas and let people know what they were doing. And also, I'm thankful to the Thelemic community for all of the support. So, anyway, without keeping this going on, I will sign off. As I usually do, I'm playing a song, and since I'm in Europe, the last song I'll be playing will be from a group called the Thelema Trio. And it is called Klarmageddon. It is completely instrumental. It's a very kind of jazz number. And again, Thelema Trio is from Belgium. So www.thelematrio.com. Thanks again to everybody for making the podcast such a success, and I wish you all well in the new year. Love is the law, love under will. Thank you.
Thank you.